chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Mike McHugh, and we're going to be talking about education, because basically we have a real problem with education in America today. But let's get the views of Mike. Good morning, Mike. Would you like to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and then why you're concerned?
Well, yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you again. My calling into Christian education, which I've been involved with now, and the particular focus on home education began about 35 years ago. I joined on staff with what then was a rather small Christian school, kindergarten through 12th grade, here in the Chicagoland area, out in the suburbs of Arlington Heights. And to make the somewhat long story short, I ended up getting involved on kind of the ground floor level of what was then just the beginning of a movement, which of course now is quite well known as the homeschool movement. And our particular organization began offering full-service programs for homeschoolers, kind of taking them under our wing and helping them get set up with achievement testing and curriculum and helping to guide them along with record-keeping and other helps. And then eventually even getting into publishing, which is something also that I've had quite a bit of involvement with over the last 25, 30 years. So that's, in a nutshell, been the work that I've done here through Christian Liberty Academy and through Christian Liberty Press, which is, I say, is the publishing arm or publishing division of the ministry here. And I'm pleased to say that the Lord has been very gracious to our work, and he's allowed us to be able to connect with literally thousands of families, which we're now serving across the 50 states and actually in a number of foreign countries.
Well, is the homeschool movement growing?
Well, all of the people that make it their business, both within governmental sectors and within the private sector, that monitor the growth and trends within education, all of them, Dr. Stan, seem to indicate clearly that the homeschooling movement is continuing to grow. For example, the consensus about 10 years ago was that there was somewhere in the neighborhood of about 1 million young people that were homeschooling for, again, any number of reasons throughout our country. Today, the most conservative estimates would indicate that that number has doubled to somewhere close to 2 million students who are currently being schooled at home. And once again, those same facts and figures indicating that the movement is still growing.
Well, now there's this new curriculum that's coming out, this Common Core, and they're saying, well, but if you don't, your students don't get this curriculum, they're not going to be able to get into college. Is that a legitimate warning that certainly homeschooling is not going to be adequate because kids aren't going to be able to get into schools because now we have this wonderful new Common Core curriculum?
Well, one advantage, Dr. Stan, of being around any kind of work for as long as I have, is you get a chance to see more of the panorama of the nonsense rather than just looking at everything under the microscope. I have then the ability to be able to look back to all the other lies that have been told to parents and to educators for the last 35, 40 years about, for example, the implementation of a new reading program in terms of, for example, sight-say methods of reading, which, of course, was an unqualified disaster to such an extent that finally, after three decades of utter ruin and illiteracy, even the government schools have been forced to get back in large measure to using phonics and old-fashioned reading methods. Of course, the so-called new math was a joke. But at the time, my point is simply this. At the time, those new government-led, government-backed initiatives were considered to be cutting-edge. They were considered to be necessary. If you didn't jump on these bandwagons, you were going to be, quote-unquote, left behind. And then, of course, the whole initiative in more recent years with the No Child Left Behind, and of course, which is a joke. And now you've got the Common Core. It's another name, Dr. Stan, from my perspective, but it's the same old nonsense. You know, the fact of the matter remains is that when we use proven methods of a God-centered education based upon classical proven methods that are based upon the Bible and that are based upon not gimmicky things, but things that we know work, things we know are in harmony with the Word of God, these are the things that are going to create young people that are dynamic, that are able to take initiative, that have godly character, that know right from wrong, that they know the Protestant work ethic, that is to say, they know what it means to roll up their sleeves and work hard. They're people that are self-starters. These are the very people, Dr. Stan, that in any culture and in any age will be able to succeed. So I just encourage parents that are listening today, don't buy into this nonsense of Common Core. It's just another gimmick. It's just another boondoggle. They should stay the course with the proven Christ-centered methods of training and learning and nurturing children the Bible has talked about for thousands of years, because that's what works.
Well said. Well, basically, certainly homeschooled kids, homeschooled children are different than other children. They really have an entirely different outlook. Their ideas are not shaped by the kids on the school ground, but by adults and parents. And basically, this gives them tremendous advantage, doesn't it, as far as life is concerned?
Well, it does. And one of the advantages, oddly enough, it would seem, is in the area of socialization. And I say that because, of course, one of the most common complaints or criticisms of the homeschooling concept is socialization. Ironically, that's one of the very most important reasons that one would want to consider homeschooling. The reason? Simply this, that when one is immersed in the world of homeschooling, all of life is an educational process. Children are routinely rubbing shoulders with people younger than them, people within their own peer group, and then people older than them. They get used to. My own children, Dr. Stan, have experienced this. They're now out. My wife and I have been homeschooling now our own seven children for over 25 years. We've taken five of our seven children now from the preschool level all the way up through high school, and now many of them are now either in college or already graduated from college. And I can tell you from personal experience that when they get out in the so-called real world, they really have an advantage over their public school counterparts because they have been living and breathing in the homeschooling routine, more real-to-life socialization, because, as we all know, the real world is not peer group segregated. You see,
we'll be back in just a moment with Mike McHugh. If you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, our guest this morning, Mike McHugh, and we're talking about homeschooling. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And now, basically, how much time does it take on the part of the parent when you are homeschooling?
Well, it's, of course, a common question, and the answer varies to some degree based upon, of course, the number of children, first of all, you're teaching. Second of all, I would add that in my experience, the first year that you begin the process of homeschooling, like any other new endeavor, is probably a little bit more time-consuming. After you kind of find your groove, find your, you know, what schedule works best for your family, and by the way, it does vary. Again, depending on the ages of your children And I will say this, though, the number one mistake that people make before they finally get involved with homeschooling is, frankly, they wait too long. That is to say, they wait until their children are academically and perhaps in terms of their attitude a real five-star mess, and then they begin, out of utter despair, to jump into the world of homeschooling. Well, you can well imagine, Doctor, that if that's the scenario you follow, if you wait until everybody agrees with you that you've got to do something, by then there's so much damage done. But that by the time you bring them home, you're spending the first 2 years just undoing and trying to repair and fix things that are broken. So here again, the problem with trying to give a kind of a one-size-fits-all answer to the question of how much time is it going to take me is it really depends on a lot of variables about you, your children's background, how well squared away they are academically. But if you force me to generalize, I would say this, and I'm speaking now from personal experience as much as anything. Typically, there's no reason why the average homeschool family should need to take more than 3.5 to, at the most, 4 hours to be able to get through all of their children's instruction and training.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get in touch with this whole concept, how much it's going to cost, and textbooks and all? Just go right. What are your thoughts?
Well, with Christian Liberty Academy, there's actually a number of different ways to go, a number of different options and services. For example, Dr. Stan, if they want to start to find out more about what makes us tick and what we have available, they simply have invite them to go to our website, and that is to shopchristianliberty.com. That's all one phrase, S-H-O-P, shop, and christianliberty.com. And they can also ring up our 800 number to get free literature sent to them. On either our full-service homeschool program and or our publications that we have available for home educators. And that's 1-800-348-0899. And what they'll find as they visit our website, Doctor, is they'll find resources, everything from a full-service homeschool program, which provides, again, everything from registration of the students into our school system, just as if they were in our day school program. Then it also includes the California Achievement Test, which gives us a baseline assessment to figure out where the child's strengths and weaknesses are. And we custom design a curriculum based upon each child's ability levels. So if we need to accelerate a child, for example, in math, no problem. If we need to bring them back in spelling because that's a weak link in their chain, no problem. So it's very much a personalized approach. And then again, if they want to, they can tie into our full record-keeping services, where if they get stuck on something any time during the year, they can email or phone our counselors and get help with issues or that they're having or running into. We have a lot of online tutorial helps through our website, which are very handy. And then finally, families that decide to go with our Fuller program ultimately have access at the end of the 8th and the 12th grade level to receive our diploma, which again is an accredited, recognized diploma, which has been received warmly by leading colleges and universities throughout the country. And then last but not least, they'll find resources simply if they're going to be independently homeschooling. If they just simply want to buy a few books to either supplement their children's current education or perhaps to use over the summer or even as gifts during the Christmas season or else otherwise. Again, Christian Liberty Press can also be accessed through the shopchristianliberty.com site.
You always have to give your telephone number a couple of times because people never get it the first time. So why don't you give your telephone number again twice? So
sure, it is.
And the listening audience,
then
pick it up.
It is an 800 number. So it's 800-348-0899. And again, 1-800-348-0899.
All right. Well, basically, you know, a lot of parents would like to help their children, but they're almost afraid to take on homeschooling. It seems like sort of a daunting task.
Yes, and it is. I'm never one to try to beat around the bush when it comes to the challenges. But you know, like anything else, it strikes me as a parent, a doctor, that you know, the things that we really believe are important, somehow, some way, whether that be on a financial level or in terms of a time commitment level, somehow, if a parent is truly motivated to think, hey, this is really important for the life of our family, somehow we decide, hey, we're going to make the sacrifices that are necessary to get the job done. And I think what I would say to parents who are kind of on the fence, they sort of know they really should be doing something, but again, then again, like you say, they're somewhat intimidated, somewhat daunted by the whole process. They know that it's not going to be easy, and it won't be, especially the first year is the most challenging. But nevertheless, there's a lot at stake. Like, for example, the eternal destiny of your children, their well-being in this present world. And frankly, it's a lot later than most parents realize. The forces that are out there today seeking to capture the minds and, I might add, the souls of children for the kingdom of darkness, they mean business. And any parent that doesn't think so, I think, frankly, needs to give themselves a good talking to. Because the fact is, as you can see, our culture now beginning to implode, beginning to break down at every level. I mean, for goodness sakes, we don't even know what a family is anymore. And we ought to see the signs and know the signs. And they're everywhere that we look. Our nation's classrooms have become political battlegrounds in this widening culture war, a war, by the way, which we're currently losing. And children, sadly enough, are being caught in the crossfire between radical environmentalists, people who are involved in every which kind of perversion and nonsense. They've taken over the classrooms now and are now pushing their agendas, and the children are being caught in the crossfire. So really, any caring parent really needs to realize, you know, it's past time to be talking and whining, complaining and cursing the darkness. It's time to light a candle in your own home and get to work and do what you know needs to be done. And no, it will not be easy, but things that tend to be really worthwhile in this life seldom are easy.
And, of course, if your child goes to public school and comes up for rebellious with all sorts of terrible ideas, you'll spend an awful lot of time and heartache looking after them. Far better to avoid it if you possibly can. I say that with all sincerity. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. But, of course, as Mike says, there really are those that want to destroy the soul of your children. And in my estimation, that is the real function of public education. Not that the majority of public school teachers aren't good people trying to do a good job, but they really are blocked from doing that sort of thing. And many of them, if they had the opportunity, would send their children for homeschooling. Well, basically, Mike, how can we get parents, how can we get people to really understand the true spiritual nature of this battle in which we're engaged today? Because I share your concern. I just think that we have so many children in public schools, and we're going to lose so many of them to the dark side.
Well, I think the first and best advice I can give any parent is open your Bible. And truly, and I don't mean that in a trite way, I mean that very sincerely, open your Bible and begin to catch a vision for God's perspective on what a family is supposed to be. The government of the family is the one, not civil government, and not even church government, I would add. It's family government, which is supposed to be on center stage in the nurturing and training and discipling of children. And you go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, for example. Early on, Moses was directed by the Spirit of God to tell the people that they are to be fathers, particularly, are to be taking a leadership role, together with moms, in exposing their children to the precepts and principles of the Word of God, as it says in Deuteronomy 6, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, as you walk by the way, and when you rise up and when you lie down, quote unquote. In other words, parents are to be central. All parents are teachers, even those, for example, that neglect and blow off their children. They're still teachers. They're just lousy teachers. But they're still teaching their children, even if it's through their own neglect. And so all parents have been called to be teachers. So as a parent considers home education, contrary to the popular culture in which we live, which is completely post-Christian now, from stem to stern, catch a vision of what God says. God says parents are called to be central in the nurturing and training and developing of their children's character and their children's minds and their hearts. And
hold
and
that thought.
Parents
we do have
that
a caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, it's Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest or comment?
I have a joyous comment. I'd like to say my heart is singing to hear all about what this man is accomplishing in and for Christian homeschooling. It's just marvelous. I started homeschooling in 1967, and one of my children was mad at me because they had to leave their friends at the public school. The other one was just doing pretty well. It turned out well. They got into college, and at that time, there was absolutely the only homeschooling that I ever have known about in Denver up to that time was unsaved people who just wanted a good education for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to gather books. I went to dusty bookstores to get books that were published before 1946 and that before all the Christian content had been taken out of the literature and so forth. And I wrote my own curriculum and just launched in. Well, before it was all over, two other families wanted me to homeschool their kids, so I set up a schoolroom in my home and bookshelves, classical music records they could play at any time, and every material that we needed, and it worked out fine. And I would like to say this. I was shunned by my church. I was shunned by the neighbors. I was shunned and shunned. I was persecuted. But so what? I tell you, when I started, I spent many hours on my knees with the Bible open in front of me at Psalm 37, which carried me through. But I'd like to say I kept thinking when I thought of doing this, you can tell it's still an emotional subject. When I started doing it, I thought, well, Lord, what to do? And he said, look at Moses. See what I told Moses. I told Moses, don't look to the right or to the left. Keep your eye on me and do as I tell you to do. And it worked out fine. So
God bless you. Thank you so much, Maureen, for sharing.
Amen.
That.
I really am genuinely moved by the words spoken here. And, you know, when you hear these words from a real person speaking from their heart, all of a sudden the question gets answered. The question of, is this really all worth it? Should people really make these kinds of so-called radical sacrifices on behalf
it's
of their children's
it.
Education?
It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. And
yeah.
I just encourage you to keep on keeping on. It's just, as I say, my heart is just singing when I hear what's come of Christian education in this area now. And I will say, by experience, and I was not experienced as a teacher, but it does take about 4 hours a day to...
God bless you. Thanks so much, Maureen.
God bless. Thank you.
Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, Mike McHugh. And once again, Mike, I want you to get out your address and your telephone number. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number again is 877-254-7524. And I can't stress how important this is. There really is an organized effort to destroy the souls of our children and to turn them against God and family and country. The people who are working behind the scenes on the other side know exactly what they're doing. The average parent has no idea because they find it difficult to believe that anything could be that diabolical, but it really is. And our children, many of them are coming through schools, and they come out, and they're rebels for many years. They're turned away from God. Many of them will come back, but many of them will not. And this never has to happen. But if they, people on the other side have targeted the schools because they know that's how they can obtain access to the minds of the next generation. Mike, how can people get in touch with you? And then we want to get your, share your thoughts further. But once again, let's get your telephone number, your address out there so people know how to get in touch with you if they'd like.
They'll find a lot of excellent resources at our web address, Dr. Monteith, and that would be Shop Christian Liberty. That's all one phrase, S-H-O-P, and then ChristianLiberty.com. And then our 800 number, once again, is 1-800-348-0899. And let me just permit me for just a moment. I want to just re-echo something you said several minutes ago, which I think is very important. We need to identify who the real culprits here are behind this whole movement to take children and to poison their minds away from Christ and away from truth. And that, by and large, is not the local teacher, per se. The local teacher is almost as much of a pawn and a captive in this whole scheme as the children are. But more parents are beginning to smell a rat. They're beginning to connect the dots and recognize that their children's education, including their curriculum, I might add, is not being directed by local teachers nearly as much as it is by humanist liberal bureaucrats who are far, far away from the local school district. And in fact, I have no clue why we even imagine that we can call schools today public schools. They're not community schools. They haven't been community schools for 80 or 90 years. They are, in fact, government schools with a centralized bureaucratic control. And currently, and probably for at least conservatively the last 60 years, that control has been overwhelmingly humanistic and antichrist.
No question at all. And children certainly are the pawns of this vicious game, and their souls, of course, the ultimate prize. So basically, certainly, if you're out there in the audience, have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and about 2 million children homeschooled at the present time. But, of course, we're losing so many children to the public educational system, where their attitude towards God and family and specifically country is altered. And so many of them really certainly are not necessarily patriotic. They're global citizens. They certainly see the world entirely differently. And, of course, they want to do everything they can to unite the world and improve the lot of the people in the third world countries. And I certainly concur, we'd like to do that. But that is not the function of our government. Our government is to preserve the sovereignty of this nation and preserve the well-being of our people, and only secondarily to be concerned about the rest of the world. Well, certainly, and then, of course, one of the things that really bothers me, Mike, is the fact that our schools tend to undermine and destroy the Christian faith of Christian children in school by removing God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and celebration of Easter and Christmas. Mm-hmm. Doesn't this have an impact on children?
Well, by design, it certainly does. And by that, I simply mean, Doctor, that the whole idea of taking biblical morality out of the equation and confusing children with gender confusion, with confusing them as to what the foundations of society, of a Christian society, are all about, not the least of which is what a family is and what it is not. All this confusion that is being sown in the minds of children is by design, because if children are coming from stable homes that are solid and functional, Big government is an impossibility. I repeat, big government is an impossibility. Socialism is an impossibility if people are living solid, self-governed lives. But the socialists and the neo-Marxists that are running the show, they know very well that until they tear down our Christian heritage, ruin our children's morality, confuse them, and get them to the place where they are dependent class of people, a permanent dependent class of people who cannot take initiative, who cannot run their own lives, who must have somebody keep taking care of them, telling them when they have smoke detectors in their house, telling them when they need to wear seatbelts, telling them all kinds of things about their health care and what's in and what's out. In other words, they're wanting to lead us around by the nose, but the only way they can do that is they must dumb down the masses to such a profound extent that they are absolutely dysfunctional. And I'm sad to tell you today, they're doing an awfully good job at what they have designed to do. They are dumbing us down so profoundly now that we cannot even see through a guy like Barack Obama. And boy, that's really telling you something.
I agree with you. I concur. And the children today, they have an entirely different worldview than when I went to school. Because when I went to school, we had prayer in school, and we certainly had Bibles, and we did talk about Christian morality. Now in schools, in kindergarten, they're being told that homosexuality is perfectly normal. They're being confused as far as gender is concerned. The girls dress in provocative style. Certainly, marriage is not stressed. 40% of the children in America today are born out of wedlock, and that can largely be laid to the education they're getting in school and how many parents really even bother to think about this sort of thing. Our telephone number is 1-877-254, 1-877-254-7524. If you love your children, if you're concerned about them, or your grandchildren, give serious consideration to getting them out of public schools. Now, what about the charter schools? What about, certainly, the private schools? What part do they play in this overall scenario?
Well, they are part, I think, of the widening movement for people simply looking, to look for alternatives. I think we all are mature enough to recognize that home education is not something that can be done every year by every family. I could go on and explain half a dozen reasons, all of which any you or your listeners are familiar with. For example, health reasons. There's a number of reasons why perhaps there are seasons when homeschooling simply is not feasible. That being said, then people are looking for the local Christian school alternative. They're looking to the local private school or charter school to try to just basically find an exit strategy out of the dead end of secular government education. And so, in that regard, let freedom ring. The more alternatives that we have to public education, the better.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. You're at the American Peace.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Join internationally acclaimed doctors Michael Kiriak and Roland Thomas and other health experts for an exciting three-hour conference on the science and benefits of biosuperfood on Thursday, August the 22nd, 6:45 p.m. at the Spring Hill Suites in Denver, Westminster on Church Ranch Boulevard at 103rd Avenue. Register now at bioage.com or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116 or bioage.com. Leave your name and the number of people in your group. Registration is limited. Pre-registration discount is $10 or pay $20 at the door.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
And Dr. Stan back here, the last segment of our program this morning. Our guest, Mike McHugh, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And you know, one of the things that really disturbs me, Mike, is that more parents aren't upset about what's happening in public schools. Do you ever get this feeling of frustration being on the front lines of this battle, trying to help the children, and yet so many parents seem to be so willing to send their children off to schools where they're going to destroy their faith in God and family and country, and they don't even give it a serious thought? Is it that they don't know what's going on, or is it they just don't care?
Well, I think it's a combination. I think in some cases it is people being blissfully ignorant of really the true origins of public education. And by the way, there was an excellent documentary that came out a year ago called Indoctrination, The Decline of Christianity in America. It's a DVD, which is an hour and a half long, and it is absolutely dynamite. We happen to carry that DVD through our website. I highly recommend it. For any parent that really would like a true comprehensive wake-up call, this DVD, Indoctrination, is absolutely dynamite. But I think on the other hand, too, I see other things lately, Doctor. I see just a lot of burnout or fatigue. I see a lot of parents who are so tired because they have to be now, mom and dad both have to be working left, right, and center to try to keep food on the table and to keep the wolf away from the door. People have they're so focused, for example, on just making ends meet, also just so focused on trying to put out the latest firestorm, liberal firestorm, in either Washington, D.C., or in their state capital, that they've really failed to notice that their own home and their own family is burning up and being destroyed by secular ideologies and secular education. And so it's like the old story of the carpenter whose house is falling down around him because when he comes home, he's just tired of doing carpentry and fix-up stuff, and so his own home is falling down over his head. And I see a lot of that in the Christian community. I see a lot of people who are just so tired and just so defeated that they just need someone to inspire them to say, hey, you can do this. This is doable. This is necessary. Now let's just get up and get with it. And so I'm just, more than anything, I just want to encourage parents. This can be done. I know from personal experience that it's worth it because the rewards that I am reaping now as a dad sitting in my middle 50s now, with mostly grown children, I can tell you my parenting role today is getting easier with each passing month because my wife and I paid our dues when we were young with the young children. We are now reaping such tremendous benefits. It's not even funny.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think that as bad as things have been in the past, this new Common Core curriculum that's coming into our schools is even going to be even worse. Every child will have a computer. Every child will be under a federal curriculum. And, of course, this is going to be designed even more efficiently than ever before to destroy faith in God and family and country. And destroy faith in God, ladies and gentlemen, and you destroy the very foundation of our nation. Common Core is coming in all across America. 46 of the 48 states have accepted it. And heaven help our children. If you love them, get them out of the public schools and certainly either into private schools and certainly or into homeschooling, preferably into homeschooling. What about the charter school movement? Where does that fit in?
Well, I think the charter school movement, again, is just one alternative of people that whose focus, and I'm generalizing here, I'd be the first one to acknowledge, their thing tends to be more that they're fed up with the lack of strong, consistent academics. And so really they're looking for a way to be able to give their children an edge, you know, in corporate America and elsewhere, through a more solid, more consistently rigorous academic focus. Most parents that I deal with that are leaning towards the charter school concept, their biggest priority, frankly, is not the Christian emphasis. That's not to say that that's true in every case. It certainly is not. However, that is, I think, a fair generalization. And so my big problem with the charter school movement is primarily one in which their priorities are simply not as they should be. My philosophy is, if you get and honor God and put Him first, give Him the preeminence in all things, including in education, then all these other things will be added unto you, as Jesus said. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then the good academics and the solid development academically, these things will fall into place. But I'm concerned that many charter schools have it backwards. It's academics first, and biblical morality maybe a slow third. And that's a problem to me.
I concur entirely, and I think it's vitally important that we do focus our children's attention on our Lord, because they need that foundation, especially, you know, when they're growing up, they need that moral constraint that comes with realizing that they may be able to fool their parents, but they can't fool God. And so basically, we've got about a minute for you to wrap up the program, minute and a half. What's the parting thought you'd like to leave with our listeners this morning?
My parting thought is this, Doctor. The whole concept of parenting is raising up children under the Lord, and doing so in self-consciously in such a way as to please Him. Too many parents are focused on being world pleasers and men pleasers. Training children for corporate America is not what I am about. That's not what my wife is about. We have a vision to create and nurture our children and to have deep, lasting family relationships that are not only going to be a blessing here in this world, but in the next. And so we're training children for eternity. And that gets me excited. And I literally pray that some people that are listening today that are parents, that have children in secular education, will be motivated and encouraged to catch a vision for what true parenting and what true education is about, and will get their children out of the brainwashing mills and into a Christ-honoring program through home education or through some godly school in their neighborhood.
Mike, well said. I want to thank you so very much for being with us. One more time, get your telephone number out, and we'll be done.
Very good. It's 1-800-348-0899, and our website, shopchristianliberty.com.
God bless you. Thanks for everything you're doing, and look forward to talking in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you, Doctor. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, Mike was mentioning this DVD indoctrination. We actually carry this. We just got a supply in because we think it's one of the most important DVDs going into the background of what they're doing with the educational system. So the DVD is called Indoctrination, and there's a capital I at the beginning and a capital N when it comes to nation. And our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the book on the Common Core curriculum, and the DVD we have, Orlene Kuhler, talking about Common Core. It's vitally important you understand what they're up to in the educational system. And they really are out to destroy the hearts and the minds and the souls of our children, and the local good teachers who want to do a good job really can't do it. They can't have a Bible in school. A teacher can't have a Bible on her desk. It's all right to have a Bible when you get to prison, and so many of our young people will end up there. Certainly one in every three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation and parole, but that's, of course, because of the water fluoridation, because we know from the scientific studies, the largest study ever done in America, Sidney Roger Masters covers all of this, but basically the largest study ever done in America was testing the level of blood in the areas where they fluoridated the drinking water and where they didn't fluoridate it with hydrofluoro silicic acid, and then looking at the incidence of prison populations among the blacks, because their level of lead in their blood is 4 or 6 times higher than that of the white comparable children in the areas where they fluoridate with hydrofluoro silicic acid. You need to get my talk on fluoride, the hidden agenda, and our syllabus on fluoride, the hidden agenda. Understand that they're poisoning our black children. They know exactly what they're doing, but of course they'll never mention that when they're holding a meeting in Washington, D.C., to honor Martin Luther King, and incidentally, they executed Martin Luther King. We have a 4-CD set where we actually go into the background of the trial, which was brought by the King family to prove that he had been executed by the government. Why don't they ever bring that out? You need to get the 4-CD set, The Execution of Martin Luther King, and the book written by the lawyer who handled the trial for the King family. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we're considering entering into a war with Syria and countries over there in the Middle East. You need to understand how this could affect us. You need to get the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack and the 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to understand that instantaneously the world we know could end simply by either a solar flare or one nuclear bomb knocking out the electronic grid in America. It's not imaginary. It's very real. We have the Congressional Committee reports, 2004 and 2008. We carry these two, the DVD and the 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. We actually have the book, A Nation Forsaken. You need to get them. You need to help get this information out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. People say, why, it couldn't happen instantaneously. Knock out electricity across America. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Congressional Commission reports 2004 and 2008 that has that. You can get it off the Internet or get it from us, read it, and then be on the front lines trying to get others to understand. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for radio liberty and provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque, or reprisal.